Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." Jesus called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out impure spirits and to heal every disease and sickness.
Before Kevin preaches, I'd like to pray for him then. Dear Father, we come in front of you and we just want you to bless Gavin while he preaches your word. Give him your words, then whenever he's saying something, just it speaks to us in every aspect. In your mighty name we ask, Amen.
All right, thank you. Thank you, John, for reading that. I always love hearing John read. Brings it alive. Amazing. Bless you. Thank you, John. It's been a bit of a morning, actually. Got a puncher 5 minutes after leaving home this morning. And so if you're looking, and I've got some of my trousers, if my wife's watching, I'll be in trouble. But I think my trousers might be a bit, forgive me, but I got puncher and managed to get back home, and then phoned my colleague and said, "Are you using the transit?" He said, "Not till this afternoon." So I said, "Great, I've got it." So hope I don't get held up on the way back, otherwise we've got another problem. But it is great to be with you, as I said. I don't know how you're feeling at the moment, but you may be feeling a little bit overwhelmed by the amount of work challenges of life. I think we live in a world, don't we? Every time, you know, you speak to someone, "How are you?" "Too busy." You hear that? "Too busy." The most common phrase, "too busy." And everyone is just busy, busy, busy at this moment. There's never enough hours in the day, is there? And maybe, you know, whether it's in church or whether it's at home or in work, you know, there's never feels as if there's enough people to do the work. You may be feeling that here in this church at this time. If only we had more workers. If only there were more people to help. If only we could find them. And Maffa, a little bit like that, we are experiencing, we started a pilot training scheme, an engineer training scheme, because we are experiencing one of our biggest ever vacancy lists for those to go into the field, to serve God in the field. And if we want to double those isolated communities, we need an awful lot of people to go and help us do it. And if we could fill every vacancy that we have currently, overseas vacancy, we could do about 60% more flying. So that's, even for with math, we've got those challenges. Everything feels overwhelming. And you may be experiencing that overwhelming feeling in some way as well. Maybe not to do with workers. Maybe with some challenges in your life that's going on. Maybe you would like to do an awful lot more, but you can't for some reason or another. Serena, my wife, I've shared before, she has a chronic condition now, and that that means basically she's there's an awful lot that she cannot do now. Her life has changed an awful lot now, and she'd love to do an awful lot, and she gets very frustrated because she can't do it, because she physically can't do it. And maybe you're feeling like that. The challenges come and there's more we want to do. So how do we respond to those situations? We can have an attitude that says, well, you know, that's just it. I can only do what I'm going to do. I'm not going to do any more. You know, until there's more people come, or if this is the situation I'm in, if this is my life, then I've done my bit. I'm not going to do any more. And I think we can learn some things from that scripture that John's just read to us. It says there that Jesus knew, came amongst these people, and he had compassion, and he knew they were harassed and helpless. Isn't that good to know? Jesus knows when we're harassed. He knew they were harassed. And I think that's important, because we forget that God knows how we are feeling at this time. That he knows how you are feeling. He knows when you're feeling overwhelmed. He knows when you need more workers. He knows when the challenge of your life at the moment is preventing you from doing what you really, really want to do. But I think this is what we need to remember today. When workers are few or challenges come, faithfulness means persevering, even when feeling overwhelmed. When workers are few or challenges come, faithfulness means persevering, even when feeling overwhelmed. From that scripture, we first see that Jesus acknowledges the difficulties that there are. He acknowledges that the workers are few. But what does he say, first of all? He says, ask the Lord of the harvest. In other words, pray. Pray. And you know, it's praying. It's a simple thing, praying. Talk to Jesus. We our online church that we have, asked one of our people there to pray the other week, and she had a little grandson, and I think he's two or whatever he is, with her online, and he sort of he was talking about tomatoes or something, I don't know, you know, and she just looked at him and she said, Freddie, we're going to talk to Jesus. He went, so simple, pray, talk to Jesus. Tell him how you're feeling. Tell him you need more workers. Tell him about the challenges that you have. Tell him that you would rather be doing something else rather than the situation that you face yourself with. And what does Jesus say then? He acknowledges that we need the workers. What does he say then? He doesn't just say to the disciples, you know, ask the Lord of the harvest. And then he doesn't say, well, and then we'll just take it easy. We'll wait till he sends the other team. We'll wait and see, you know, who pops up before we go and do anything and we crack on. Because, hey, guys, you've done quite a bit already. He doesn't do that. He actually sends them out. He sends them out anyway. He tells them to persevere. He doesn't tell them to just sit. And that's the challenge, isn't it, when life gets difficult? Whether it's because of not enough people or other difficulties that we face, that health or age that prevents us from doing what we used to do and what perhaps we really want to do. The challenge is to persevere in what we can do. We've got this massive challenge in Uganda. I've been with Matt for 22 years on the staff and 29 years associated with MAF. And I think I've never quite known a situation where everyone within the MAF family is so challenged by what we're seeing at the moment in Uganda. And we don't know how we're going to help. But we know that what we've got to do is persevere, because that's what faithfulness is, persevering, even when feeling overwhelmed. We had a situation years ago in a hangar in Kenya, all the aircraft were out, and there was one aircraft left in the hangar. It was going through its what they call the annual, which is a service. If you're a pilot, if you've got your own aircraft, you freak out with the annual because it's normally very expensive. The engine was literally in bits. And I spoke to an engineer who, at the time, this was years ago, and he said the engine was in bits, because that's what it is. It's in bits. It's going for its annual service. And all the other aircraft were out, and then we got a call to do a medical evacuation of a child. I think it was a stomach problem, but basically he needed to be evacuated. We needed to get a plane there. It was an hour's flight, get him back, and he needed hospital treatment urgently. And we had one plane that was in bits. The other aircraft were too far away to be of any use. And the guy said, the engineer who was there, Tommy, said we didn't know what to do. We were overwhelmed with his need. But he said all we could do is hold hands and gather around this aircraft. The office people came and we held hands and we talked to the Lord of the harvest. And we said, Lord, if you want us to save this child, you have to help. And in his words, he said there was a haze that came over the hangar. And they were just picking pieces up and putting it back, picking pieces up and putting it back. That should have taken, he said it should have taken 6 or 7 hours to get that plane ready to go. Within an hour, it was taken off to go and save this lad. Talk to the Lord of the harvest and persevere. They could have just said, it's no good. We're not going to do this, guys. Look, it's going to take too long. But they didn't. They persevered. Their faithfulness was to persevere. So I wonder how that makes us feel today. Maybe you are feeling overwhelmed. Because, you know, when we feel we need more workers, when we feel there's too much to do, when we feel there's something happened in our life that has changed our life completely, we feel overwhelmed. It feels like we're in too deep. The other week I was speaking about it in Matthew, where after the feeding of the 5,000, Jesus sends the disciples out on the lake in the boat, and it says that he went up to pray, talk to the Lord of the harvest. He went up to pray, and it says that he saw when night came, is the storm came. And when night came, it says he saw them struggling with the oars. They were struggling with the oars. But then it says, by the third watch of the night. Now, the third watch of the night was between 3 and 6 a.m. in the morning. By the third watch of the night, he went out to them. He saw them struggling. But he wanted them to persevere. And it wasn't until 3 to 6 a.m. that he went out to them. It's then that Peter does his bit of walking on water and sinks. But when Jesus gets back in the boat, he calms the storm. And I think Jesus is saying today, I think he's saying that I see you struggling. I see you struggling on the oars. Whether it's, you know, in work, whether it's here, whether it's more workers, whether it's something in your personal life that you feel is stopping you from doing what you want to. Jesus says, I see you struggling at the oars. But he wants you to know that by the third watch, he will come. But until the third watch, he wants you to persevere. Because faithfulness means persevering, even when feeling overwhelmed. And I wonder how you, if that's you today. I wonder if you need to know that he sees you from afar. He wants you to keep struggling with the oars. He wants you to persevere. But he will come. And he will calm the storm. Can we just pray before we hand over? Father, I just pray now. I pray, Lord, for anyone here who perhaps is in that space where everything just feels overwhelming, where the workers are few, or their challenge in their life is preventing them now from doing what they really feel they want to do. Father, I pray that you'll just comfort them this morning, that you will let them know that you see them struggling. You see them pulling on the oars. But you want them to persevere. But Lord, let them know that on the third watch of the night, you will come. And you will come. And you will stop the storm. Father, we pray for this situation in Uganda again. We pray for those within MAF that are seeking to just see how we can make a difference in that storm. Father, I pray that you will just help us. And I pray, maybe for the church here, Lord. Thank you for this church. Thank you for this fellowship. Thank you for their faithfulness, for the work of MAF and others, organizations as well. And I pray, Lord, that you would just help them as they transition into this next chapter of this life's church. In Jesus' name. Amen.